This call is being recorded.
Hello?
Oh, answering.
Hello?
Can you hear me, Christina?
Yeah.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I should have confirmed the phone number. I'm sorry about that. I just want to let you know this number. So I just wanted to follow up and see how you're doing with this. I do know you had a phone call with your doctor. How did that go?
He confirmed that I had what I told you. And then we got to go, I got to get a thoracic MRI.
I see.
And then we're going to go from there.
Okay. And so was your diagnosis, can you confirm what you were diagnosed with?
I can't. My T9 and my T10 have a MSI, and they're calling it something. I can't pronounce it. Meningioma or whatever that is.
A type of meningioma.
Yeah.
Okay. And you did say you used Depo-Provera for at least 1 year.
I did.
Okay. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo-Provera lawsuit?
I would.
Okay. I'm just going to take you through the intake process. I'm going to ask you some questions about when you used it, how you were treated for the meningioma, or where you were diagnosed, since I don't know if treatment has started yet. But basically,
okay.
I'm just going to ask you some questions about your experience, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. And I just have to ask, for the recorded line, did you already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim?
No, I did not.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter or signed documents with another law firm?
I have not.
Okay, perfect. And we'd be filing this claim for yourself, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
And were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, sir.
Could you, again, I'm very sorry and thank you for confirming. What was the date of your diagnosis?
It was December 11th, 2024.
And can I have your date of birth, please?
May 19th, 1978.
Correct. Perfect. And thank you for confirming. And then the date of diagnosis I have is 12/11/2024.
Correct.
Again, and thank you for confirming. Do you, I just have to ask, do you know if anyone else in your family was ever given Depo-Provera and was affected in like a similar way or also had these types of side effects?
As far as I know, nobody else in my family has taken that shot.
Got you. And then these next couple questions are kind of the same thing. Did you consume or use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo-Provera?
Yes, I did.
And did you use the name brand Depo-Provera prior to switching to the generic version for a minimum of 1 year?
Yes.
Got you. And then these next couple questions are pretty similar. Did you use Depo-Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
And within 1 year, can you confirm you had at least 4 injections prior to being diagnosed with meningioma?
I did.
Got you. And did you use Depo-Provera between January 1st, 1992 through to the present date?
Yes.
Got you. And then these are, just to the best of your knowledge, when did you start using it and when did you stop? Just the years?
That I would not know. It's been a while. I would say...
And again, just to the best of your knowledge, we're not going to hold you to... Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm trying to do the math in my head. 97 to... I used it for 5 years, I believe. So 97... And then 5 years later. Yeah.
Gotcha. And so to the best of your knowledge, I have the start date was 1997 and the stop date was 2002.
Correct.
Perfect. Awesome. And if anything changes, you can just let the attorneys know. They're just going to, it doesn't have to be the exact date. They just want to know to the best of your knowledge when you were using it.
Yeah, I can go into my records and find that.
Awesome. Yeah. And then can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Perfect. And then can I have the spelling on the first name, the middle initial, and then the last name?
Christina, K-R-I-S-T-I-N-A. M as in Marie, and then Steele, S-T-E-L-E.
S-T-E-E-L-E?
E, yeah.
Perfect. And then the name on the documents I have is Christina, K-R-I-S-T-I-N-A. Middle initial is M, and then last name is Steele, S-T-E-E-L-E.
That's correct.
Okay. And then for this next part, we do require a social. This is for identification and HIPAA purposes. Could you provide your full social?
364-907195.
Got you. And then so I have 364-907195?
Correct.
Got you. And again, this is on a recorded line for our attorney group, so any information that's shared is protected by them. And then
okay.
Can I have your email address?
It's K-F-R-I-S, as in Sam, K-E as in Edward, 0510@gmail.com.
And then so I have K-R-I-S-K.
No, K is K-F-R-I-S-K-E.
And then so K-F-R-I-S-K-E 5105?
0150. 0510, yeah. Sorry.
No worries. I just want to make no, you're good. I just want to make sure I have this all correct. So I have K-F-R-I-S-K-E 0510 at gmail.com.
That is correct.
Perfect. And then the main phone number I have, the same number we're speaking on, is 248-779-5836.
That is correct.
36. And is that a mobile, home phone, or both?
Mobile.
And then can I have your full home address?
It's 350 Sycamore, and that's S-Y-C-A-M-O-R-E, Drive, and that's White Lake, Michigan, 48383.
And I'm just going to read this back to confirm I have this correct. I have, 350 Sycamore Drive, S-Y-C-A-M-O-R-E Drive, White Lake, Oakland County, Michigan, 48383.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And that was just personal, client information. For this next bit, we have to go over the doctor that treated you. Do you know the, do you know the name of the hospital that you were diagnosed at?
So the hospital that did my scans is Royal Oak Wilmot. No, it was done at Troy Beaumont, but the doctor's out of Royal Oak Wilmot.
And that was Troy, or which one should I put down for diagnosing?
For the diagnosis, it's Royal Oak Wilmot.
And then how do you spell the name of that hospital?
B-E-A... U-M-O-N-T, I think. I'm not quite sure on that.
Is it B or V?
V as in boy.
Okay, Beaumont.
Yeah.
Beaumont Hospital.
Royal Oak.
Of Royal Oak.
Yep. And he works for Michigan Head and Spine.
So the, is this the Corwell Health William Beaumont University?
Yeah, they did change. I forgot.
It's okay. No worries. I was able to find it online, so we're good. The address I have is 3601 West 13 Mile Road, Royal Oak, Michigan, 48073.
Yes.
And that was the diagnosing, correct?
Correct.
Awesome. I just want to make sure I have everything correct. And then the phone number I found online is 248-898-5000.
Well, his number is different.
No worries.
Because he works for Michigan Ahead and Spine.
Got you. Okay. And then I'll put whatever phone number you have down.
Hold on. I gotta look it up.
No worries. Do you know?
Yeah, I've had quite a phone call. Hold on. Yesterday. 248-784-3667.
And I'm going to confirm I have 248-784-3667.
That's correct.
And then what was the name of the doctor?
Dr. Mira, M-E-R-E-A, I think.
Dr. Mira S. Patel?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then, so that was the diagnosing hospital. Did you have any prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for confirming. Was there, so for treating, has there been any, probably not, but has there been any treatment yet? I know it's very recent.
Not yet.
Do you know where you're going to be treated at, or should I put down the same Cornell hospital?
Same hospital, yep.
Okay, I'll put down. And are they going to, do you know if they're going to assign you to a pharmacy or anything like that?
I don't know any of that. Well, like I said, this just happened yesterday, so the first step is to get the next scan that they want.
Got you. And I can, again, thank you for taking the time to speak with me about this so recently after. I'm just gonna copy and paste all this information as it changes, or if any doctors, if any new doctors are, you know, introduced or come in, just let the attorneys know. But for now, I'm just gonna put Dr. Mira S. Patel, and you were treated at 3601 West Mile Road, Royal Oak, Michigan 48073.
Correct.
Okay. And then the phone number I have one more time is 248-784-3667.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And then just one second. We're almost done here. I just have to copy and paste this information. Excuse me. And is there any medical notes that we can put down or anything else? I'm going to put that the diagnosis did just happen, but is there any other medical notes we could put down or anything from your doctor we can put down about this?
All I know it's on the T9 and the T10.
The meningiomas took place on the T9 and T10?
Correct.
And do you have a copy of the medical records for yourself?
I do.
Okay. And then when the attorneys reach out, would you be able to provide those by mail or electronically or both?
Both. Yeah, I could.
Okay. No worries. And thank you for confirming. When they reach out to you, they'll let you know which way is easier, or they'll probably just ask you or let you decide.
Okay.
For this last part, we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you. This just ensures that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. The emergency contact, do they live with you or not live with you?
Not live with me.
Perfect. And then can I just have their first name, phone number, and relationship to you?
D-E-B-I-D-E-O. 248-70-8172, and that's my mom.
And then wait, oh, sorry, so 248, and then what were the three, or what was that?
760-8172.
I'm just going to read this back. I have Debbie at 248-760-8172, and that is your mother?
Correct.
And then do you have her email address by chance?
Yep, it's Debbie, D-E-B-I, 8, the number 8, J-R, at yahoo.com.
And then I'm going to read this back. I have Debbie, 8, Jr., at yahoo.com?
Correct.
Okay. And then do you have her, the emergency contact's home address? If not, that's
yep.
Okay.
Yep. It's 5382 Gravier. That's G-R-A-V-I-E-R Drive. Same city and zip code as me.
And that was White Wait, Lake, later. Michigan 48383?
Correct.
And then I'm just going to read this back to you. So I have Debbie at 248-760-8172. That is your mother. Her email address is debbie8junior at yahoo.com, and her home address is 5382 Dravier Drive, White Lake, Michigan, 48383.
Correct.
Awesome. And then I'm just going to read back some of this personal information before I send out these documents. The date of diagnosis was 12/11/2024.
Correct.
And then the date of birth is 05/19/1978.
Yes.
And then you started using Depo-Provera in 1997, and you stopped in 2002?
Correct.
And then the spelling on the first and last name is K-R-I-S-T-I-N-A-M and then S-T-E-E-L-E?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And then full social I have is 364-907195.
Correct.
And then email address on file is kfriske0510@gmail.com.
Correct.
And the phone number is 248-779-5836, the same number we're speaking on.
Correct.
And then finally, home address is 350 Sycamore Drive, White Lake, Michigan, Oakland County, 48383.
Correct.
Okay. I'm going to send over these documents right now. Just let me know as soon as you do get them. They're going to come through to either text message or email. And then as soon as you have access, then we'll walk through them, or I'll walk you through them.
Okay. I got documents.
Okay, perfect. One of them... or I think they'll both probably come through to either Gmail or email or text message. As soon as you do click on them, it's going to be a link. It's going to take you to a page that's going to ask you to review and act on these documents. Just click continue through.
Continue.
And then that's going to take you to the actual. Oh, sorry.
It says there's a box that says it says, please sign.
Oh, yes. Okay, yeah, perfect. And then just click continue or next if it says that. And then the actual documents themselves on the top is going to say Depo-Provera litigation. Just let me know when you're on those documents.
I am on the documents.
Okay, perfect. So, yeah, this is on the top left, there's going to be a yellow start button.
Yeah.
Just click on that, and then it's going to have you adopt your signature throughout these pages. This is just basically, this is our retainer. This is basically just saying that the attorneys are going to be representing you. If you have any questions about the documents, just let me know. Or if you want to take a second to read them through or have questions after, just let me know. You can also print these documents if you'd like them or if you want to take them anywhere. But as you go through and sign, just make sure all information on there is correct and accurate to you. Like date of birth, addresses, social, phone numbers, emails, home address. I think I said that. But just make sure all information on there is accurate, too.
Okay. Looking it over.
Okay.
That's accurate, too.
Okay. If you, if anything is inaccurate, just let me know. I can resend the documents. And if you have any questions about any of the pages, just let me know.
They're all signed. They're all reviewed. And I hit finish. And it says I'm done.
Okay, perfect. I'm just going to double check. Okay, I was able to receive it. I'm just going to read the information back to you to make sure nothing is incorrect in writing. I have Christina M. Steele, K-R-I-S-T-I-N-A-M-S-T-E-E-L-E. And then the address
correct.
Is 350 Sycamore Drive, White Lake, Michigan, 48383.
Correct.
Date of birth, 05-19-1978. And then social I have on file is 364-907195.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. So we should be good to go. The attorneys are going to reach out to you within 24 to 48 hours. That's for case verification. If you have any questions between now and when the attorneys get a hold of you, just reach out to me through the number that we've been texting back and forth from, and I can answer any questions you have. As soon as the attorneys get a hold of you, though, you probably won't need me too much. I'll probably be pretty useless, but if you do have any questions between now and then, you can always reach out to me, okay?
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. And again, I'm very, very sorry about your diagnosis, and thank you for taking the time to speak with me about this. And thank you for trusting our attorneys with this case.
Thank you.
Of course, yeah. If you have any questions, just let me know. But yeah, you're good to go. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. You have a wonderful day.
You too.